The Best Defense by Kate Wilhelm. For Chris and Roseanne. Prologue. Paula Kennerman is lost, confused. Thursdays are her best days, she keeps thinking. She's off work on Thursday. There is time to play with Lori, take her to the park or shopping or the library. Thursdays are good days. Packing. She was packing their things. Hers and Lori's. Yes, that was Thursday. Packing. And now she is here, someplace with a curtain around her bed, needles in her arms. Thursday, she reminds herself. What the fuck are you doing? Jack demands, standing in the doorway. Packing. Leaving, I told you. You're not going anywhere. Don't give me this shit. Leaving. She closes her eyes and drifts away. Leaving. He took the money out of the bank. She sees herself on the floor, stunned, clutching the door frame because the floor tilts crazily. There was no pain, she realizes, puzzled, because now there is so much pain. She watches herself watching him as if from a terrible distance. He picks up Lori and throws her down on the bed. Next time out the window, he says. Her eyes jerk open. In her head, Lori screams and screams. There was a fire, she remembers, seeing it again through a window. A kitchen blazing, flames licking against the door. Running. She took a taxi, but not to that house, another house. No suitcase. She could not lift the suitcase because something was broken, and she had to hold Lori's hand. She drifts again. She is on the edge of a woods waiting for Lori. Another